Joining us now is the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mark Domenech. Hello, Mark.
Justin, how you doing? How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am energetic. I mean, I love, it's an exciting time of the year for us. I know how much you love the draft and follow it and study it, and as much as we do. And, we just had a nice press conference downstairs, had a chance to introduce our two first-round selections to the local media and to our fans, hopefully. And looking forward to continuing to work over the next 2 days and add more players to this football team.
I think you look at these two guys, I think there's a lot to be excited about, but not a lot of fans. Really, nobody had predicted that you were even targeting a guy like Mark Barron. When you traded back from 5 to 7, are you still targeting Mark Barron, or do you have two or three guys in mind?
Well, you target the guy you want, and that's the main thing. Now, you certainly have your board and your list, Justin, of the next guy in case something happens and he doesn't go, because anytime you trade back more than one spot, you better be prepared to pick. You know, we had Mark Barron targeted. The thing that I felt like I had a chance to move back just a little bit to take something, but I knew I couldn't move back much further because I knew that the momentum had really been building. I think the media got wind of how good of a player Mark Barron is. Certainly, yeah. I knew the teams knew, and so you started hearing Mark Barron at 12, Mark Barron at 10. You know, and even higher. And so that's where I knew I could move back just a little bit. But we had Mark Barron targeted, and it's a player that we're really excited to add. We were able to pick up that fourth-round pick, which helped us last night move back up in the first and still keep the fourth-rounder and bring Doug Martin onto this football team as well.
Let me ask you, how do those trades go down? I mean, you're on the phone. You're talking with the Jaguars. They want to move up for Justin Blackmon. The Browns paid a lot to move up just one slot to get Trent Richardson. Do you hold out to try and get more from the Jaguars? How does that happen? How does that go down?
Some of it's pre-draft work. Part of my job is to call around, and what I do is I like to call around, Justin. I like to talk to other GMs, get a feel for who's thinking about moving which direction. I'll call in front of us. I call certainly behind us, all the way down to the 28th selection, 29th selection of the draft, just to make sure that I'm not surprised on draft day who might want to move around and what it might take. You know, I had a couple conversations with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Certainly, it's got to have the right people on the board for both teams to have to make to want to make a trade. And with Jacksonville, you know, I know that the Browns gave up a 4, a 5, and a 7 to move from basically 3 to 4 to 3. We were able to pick up a 4th to move back really just two spots. And again, it was a calculated move. But I will tell you, I was nervous when Dallas moved up because I thought there was a chance that was the guy they were targeting because I'd heard their name a lot. And they got a good player, but we got the player we really wanted all along and the guy that we think is going to be a big impact for this football team and this defense right away.
I don't want to talk about Morris Claiborne. I want to talk about Mark Barron. You chose him because he's physical, right?
Yeah, athletic, physical, a presence. I think our town really understands and loves the safety position. And, certainly that was a big part of it. I actually didn't know that John Lynch had actually scouted and evaluated him. I guess he was doing it for another club. And I read today all the things he said, which made me – and I think anybody that really watches the tape and saw this guy, he pops off the film, Justin. I think you probably saw him, too. He makes big plays, big hits. You know, he's athletic. He can cover. He's just a rare safety that comes around once in a while. And we just felt like this was a guy that could be an impact for us. And then being a captain, especially a two-time captain at Alabama, which is one of the best, if not the best, program in the country right now in terms of what they're putting out in terms of football players and wins, was a big part of the reason why he became a Buccaneer and a guy that we targeted and wanted to take.
Mark, I think you're starting to give away some of your secrets because now I just said on the air, I said next year when I'm looking at all these prospects of who they can take, I'm only going to look at the captains. That's really important to you, isn't it?
It's been very important to me. I wouldn't pigeonhole it too tight, but it is a big deal. And, you talk about Boise State and Doug Martin and being, voted the team MVP by his players, was already, the captain by the coach and in a program that's, won basically, 60 games in 5 years. And, he's the hardest working guy on that football team. And then when you put the tape on and you watch him and you see how hard he runs the ball, he catches the ball, he pass protects, we felt was a great complete back. And I didn't want to take the chance, Justin, to let him spend the day if he was going to make it to us, because I'm not so sure the Giants weren't taking him.
Oh, I think they were. I think they were.
Yeah, I feel that way too, but I can't really say. But
sure.
What I would say is I didn't want to wait overnight and let the price get more expensive. I felt like the value for just flipping into the fourth was way too important. And picking up the fifth year of that contract, getting that in addition, it was an easy choice for us to make. I was glad that the Denver Broncos wanted to make a trade.
How in the heck did you trade with the Broncos, only have to flip fourth-round picks after the Vikings really just gave up their fourth-round pick to get back into the first round?
Yeah, no, it was...
How does that work? If you're kind of gauging it off of other teams, aren't you?
I am, and I'd called again. You start prepping, you know, the night before, and then the day of. But then when we got around 22, 23, I started calling all the clubs at the back of the round, and I realized that there must be one team trying to trade up, because everybody said, I got better than that. Well, as soon as the Vikings moved, I knew that that offer probably wasn't going to sit around for the clubs behind us anymore. And so that's when I went in there and offered a lot less than what the Vikings did, because I felt like those teams don't have that anymore. And I found a team in the Denver Broncos who were willing to move out of the first round and flip into fourth, and I thought that was great value for us to be able to sneak in there and get the guy that we really wanted.
Bucks general manager Mark Domenech is joining us. I know you're very busy, but I do want to ask you, how long ago did you know that Mark Barron was the guy you wanted to get in this draft?
Well, it's been a long time. You know, I'd say it's been since I started watching film with Dennis Hickey here in our scouting department back during the season. We had him on the radar last year as an underclassman who we thought had a chance to come out, but obviously he didn't. He decided to come back because he had the injury that he had, the pec injury that he played through, which was impressive in college, but he wanted to come back and prove himself to be the top safety in the NFL. But we had grades on him last year already, high grades, and so then we watched him all season. And I can remember the first day when Coach Shiano was the head coach, one of the first things we did was start to get him involved in the college scouting department world. And I remember literally sitting him on chair in my office. It was Dennis Hickey and myself, and I said, "Well, why don't we watch Alabama against, I don't know, Penn State?" And from that point, Coach saw the player, felt him pop off the film as much as we had, and we knew that was a guy that we really liked.
So is Rondae Barber going to play safety, or was that a smokescreen?
No, I wouldn't say. I think Coach is going to let that actually work out. I'd adapt to the story of what Coach has said. We'll get the best 11 guys on the field, regardless of where they're going to play position. So I think Rondae still could have a chance to play safety. I think he could still play corner. But, you know, I have a feeling Coach right now feels comfortable with him, you know, trying to continue to train him in both areas to find out how do we, you know, when we line up game one, how are we going to line up with the best 11 football players on the football field.
You anticipate some activity tonight?
Well, you never know. We'll certainly be watching. I mean, right now we have the 68th pick in this third round, so we don't have a second rounder anymore. Because of Doug, but I would say that, you know, we've got a 3, a 4, a 5, 6, 7, so there's ability to move around tonight. We could sit there, we might move up, we might trade back, so it'll make it more fun. You're going to have to watch the whole time, and I know you will. But, I'd say that we're in a good spot in the third round. We're really high in the third round, so we have a chance to go in any direction, and certainly we're looking for a few more great players to add to the mix of what we've already started with this year.
And it seems like some good depth at some key positions for you, too.
There is. And I expect there will be a couple of positions there's going to be a heavy run on early here in the second round that I think will hopefully work in our favor, so maybe the right guys make it there to the third. And if we feel like we've got to go get a guy, we'll get a guy. And if we feel like we can move back a little bit and pick up another player with another pick, we'll do that as well.
I like that. You went and got Josh Freeman a few years ago. You went and got Doug Martin. I like the way that you're aggressive with that. And good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Justin, thanks, and thanks for having me on. Go Bucks.
You got it. Always go Bucks. Mark Domenech.